that. Like I've been saying lately, I'm living a soft life. I'm living a soft life in God because He wants you to come to Him. I realize like we be struggling because we want to. God did not intend that for us, especially after I had got the prophetic word spoken over me, that God sees me as a princess. Oh, baby, kick my feet up. Because listen, God, what you need me to do? Okay, I gotta speak out against what? Oh, okay, because guess what? Yeah, I need to, like you said, I need to use that energy to, walk through my house and pray if God tells me to lay hands on my child, to really be in the spirit and discerning what is going on. So
Exactly.
yeah, I'm gonna include God in everything, baby, because I done been scammed, and that's because I didn't ask God, am I supposed to be working with this person? Am I
Right.
supposed to be doing this? And a lot of people are into that new age stuff. Baby, I was working with witches, had no clue. I had to break covenant with that.
Welcome to season 5 of the Be Your Own Kind podcast, where we interview individuals that are basking in the lane they have created. To keep up with all things BYOK, visit our website at beyourownkind.com. While there, stop by the BYOK shop to grab our merch to add daily inspiration to your life. BYOK has also created a Facebook group that offers giveaways, business advice, and lots of laughs, and most importantly, sisterhood. Have time for a chat or to just get acquainted with your girl? Go to our site and click under Bookings to set up a 30-minute coffee chat. Be sure to tune into the BYOK 2 Cents Live every Wednesday at 9:20 Central Standard Time on the BYOK Platform YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on Fluent Radio at www.fluentradio.com. Last but not least, if you love our content, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and share our episodes. Or if you feel so inclined, send a donation to our PayPal at paypal.me/BYOK24. Thank you for rocking with us each season and enjoy the episode. Okay, Whitney, so you're back on the Be Your Own Kind podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, girl. Hey.
Hey, I'm happy that you're back. I mean, it's good to always catch up and see what everybody's been up to. I mean, it's been a year. So let us know what you've been up to within this last year. We know that you were just entering motherhood last time we talked. Like, how is that going? How are you, how is
Ooh,
it going?
girl. A lot can happen in a year, but I will say, has it been a year or has it been more?
I
Was
think
I a
it's been
fresh
longer.
mom? I
Yeah.
think I was a fresh girl. That it's been almost 2 years because he's about to be 3 in January.
Oh my God, it has been. Oh wow. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I am a mom of a toddler, and it is very different from being the mom of an infant. I will say that. It is ghetto. People did not prepare me for toddler stage. No one talks about the toddler stage. And I'm just here to say, I'm surviving Liam Cooper. That's it. Just it's beautiful though, because when they're toddlers, you get to see them come into themselves. But girl, it's rough.
Rough.
It's
Okay.
rough.
You
Yeah.
said ghetto. It's the ghetto for me. Like you like it's the ghetto.
It's they're defiant, but they're like sour, they're in a sour patch stage. So I'll say, Liam, you need to do XYZ or go, do whatever. I'll say some simple stuff like, Liam, take off your shoes. Like falls out. And I'm like, you don't want to take off your shoes? No. Okay. So, Liam, take off your coat. Falls out. So now we're sitting on the couch in shoes and a coat while he's watching cartoons and eating his snacks. And then when he's ready, he will do it. And then turn around and like kiss me. He'll be like, mwah. And I'm like, but you just took me through a whole thing, and now you're giving me
Like,
kisses and
you
personal
love
attention.
me? What?
Right? Like, boy, you were just trying to pick my nose. Now you love me? Like, what's just It's very ghetto, but you know what? I would not trade it for the world. It is beautiful. I think last time, did we talk about like my journey to motherhood? And yeah, and so I don't take it for granted because I do know the process that I went through to even get here. So it is definitely by the grace of God. And yeah, I love every moment, even the bad moments. And I don't think there are really any bad moments, but well, yeah, there are bad moments because the meltdowns, honey, sometimes you gotta walk away too because you're like, I just want you to take off your coat. I'm just trying to feed you. I'm just trying to keep you alive.
Right.
Why do you want to get off the couch? You know, why do you want to run in the street? Like when he first started walking, he would get mad because wouldn't let him play in the street. Sir, you cannot. Danger. Like, you can't put your hand in a dog's mouth. Danger. They love danger. He loves to run with scissors. So we've had to like really baby proof.
Well, yeah, I live with my nieces and they're opposite. They want to go outside, but they don't want to put the shoes and the coat on. It's like, in order to go outside, you have to put these things on. So they're crying. I want to go, but I need you to put the shoes. I can't go until you put the shoes. So yeah, I mean, I'm the auntie, so I can be like, here's your kids. So I know it's different than being a mom, but I have noticed those weird things where you just like, what? And I always feel like people older than us be looking at us like that when we're calling them and telling them about stuff. I'll call my mother. She's like, that's what you're upset about. So I always feel like when people are older than you, no matter what, it's always somewhere in the hierarchy where they like, what?
Yes. Well, luckily for me, my mom keeps Liam twice a week while I am working.
Okay.
Me and hubby are working. So she gets to see how he is firsthand. Like, he ain't no punk, you know? And she'll be like, I can tell good when he's like worn her out just by how she walks, like, to drop him off. And she'll be like, here's your child. Or she'll be like, and I'm like, did he give you a run for your money? She'll be like, yep. So, and I'm like, Liam, were you nice to grandma? And he'll go, no.
Please be honest.
No is his favorite word. So he pretty much says no to everything. Like, he's starting to say, yeah. He'd be like, yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, it's on brand when he goes, no. And I'm like, yeah, I know you were a bad boy today, you know, but. Kids ain't no punk, girl. It's ghetto, child. I'm telling you. But that's why I believe in self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I'm wondering, this is a great transition. I looked on your website. It is totally different than the last time that I went on there. And it's like, I just love, one thing I love about you, there are a lot of things, but one of the things that I love about you is you stretch out. Like, you don't just be in one box, like, You know how to just use your talents in different areas. And I love that about you. And you take us on a journey, whatever you're on, whatever journey you're on at that moment, you take us with you. And I love that. And so with that said, I love the new mommy franchise that you have going on. And the merch is really cool. You guys got to check that out, by the way. And I'm wondering if just like what inspired you to do this besides, you know, becoming a mom, but what inspired you to start the mommy franchise?
Girl, so this is a story I'm telling everybody because I want y'all to know that the Lord is real, okay?
Yes.
Because the last time I was doing beauty, it was Noir Girl by Jay Witt, baby, and it was Noir Girl down. Like, I was like, I got this. And then I slowly began to be like, I think it's something else in here. So I don't know if at the time we talked last time, I told you I was a life coach too.
Right. Okay, so
I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, I had put it on the back burner to do the beauty thing. And I, over the last like 2 years, really, yeah, 2 years, but really like last year, I started to just get with God about everything. Girl, let me tell you, everything. And I'm down to, Lord, what do you want me to wear to this conference? What do you want me to, you know, speak about today? And I began to ask the Lord, what is my purpose? Because I started to feel like it's supposed to be something more. You know, is this what I'm really supposed to be doing? And it was like, moms. And I'm like, moms? And I'm like, okay, like, sure, you know, whatever. I'm gonna be a productivity coach for moms, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna be a coach for moms, whatever. And so I didn't understand it. And so one day I went live. Someone challenged me to go live for 7 days on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I did. I showed up every day. It was fun. It was, you know, just, it was just a good time. And at the end, I think someone said, hey, like, are you going to continue this? And I said, no, I'm not. Like, this is it. You know, like, because going live every day is a lot. Like, I commend people that go live every day, twice a week, three times a week. Baby, I go live when I feel like it. I commend y'all. And so how this happened, I don't know if I collected email addresses, text people. I don't remember how I did it. But I formed a group because at the time we were talking about just like different TV shows and, you know, like what y'all watching, what books y'all reading. Mm-hmm. So I got this group and it is hosted on the Geneva app. And at first it was called Melanated Motherhood because we were all brown skinned women. And I'm like, okay, so we're talking about TV shows and we were supposed to read The Coldest Winter Ever as our first book. And I was like, I went through like a series of transition, and I knew God was taking me through a transition last year. Like, I could tell because it was like, oh, I want this idea. Oh, I want that idea, you know? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't settled on one thing or another. And I think I was trying to trademark something and it just was not going right. And so somebody came to me and said, it's not working because that's not your name. And I said, okay. And she said, God is going to reveal your name to you. And when he does, you're going to be like, wow. And I said, okay, good. Because I think I was on like with the trademark process, I think I was on my third, like, you know, where you can like revise the trademark. I was on like the third try. And I think you get three. So I was like, okay, I need to hold off, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I need to hold on because I ain't trying to pay for nothing extra. Trademarking is
expensive and it's a long, I already know, girl.
It took almost a year to trademark just it, like almost a year. So, so she gave me the name. So it was funny because she said that, and I was like, okay, Lord. And we were getting ready to fast. So, this is crazy how the group happened. We're supposed to be talking about TV shows, girl. We ended up fasting, praying. We had a retreat back in May. I'm talking about 9 women came together who I knew everyone, but they didn't know everyone, came together, had a beautiful weekend. We did baptisms. Like, girl, when I tell you, I say it's nobody but God, because I wasn't trying to do none of that. I was just trying to see what TV shows I was watching on Netflix. Okay. So
that's how God worked, though. You think it's for one thing and it turned into something totally different.
Just trying to see what y'all was watching on Netflix, and to this day I still, well, no, we did make like a little TV list, but we never read The Coldest Winter Ever. That made me spend my money on that Amazon book, and it's still sitting in my office because I think my mom donated all my, you know, little books like that somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I had to buy it, but that's neither here nor there. Now we read the Bible.
Right. Read the book. So
So the person that told me, like, that's not your name, whatever, I was like, okay, cool. Sends me a lit, like a note. And in the note is the name, almost like the mission, the vision, like everything. I literally read it and I go, wow. Like, the Mommy Franchise, PH, stands for Pray Heavily. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, every time I look at it, because I took it and I, you know, put it, I saved it in a note or whatever. And every time I look at it, I'm always like, wow, like it blows my mind. So at that point, I began to be like, okay, God, like he really listening to me out here in these streets. Like, so she told me not to release it. So that was the other part. So I was excited about it. Right. So when you get excited about something, what you want to do?
Share.
Hey, girl, guess mm-hmm. I couldn't do that. So I was like, okay. And I think the next day we were fasting on it, if I'm not, or we were fasting. the next day, I think, or either that day, something like that. I remember I was coming from the doctor and I was on the phone with a friend and I was like, girl, I was like, I got the name. I can't wait to release it. I gotta wait until God tells me. No, I said something. I don't know if I said the name. I said, I'm waiting on God, something like that. And so she was like, it's crazy that you're saying that because I hear the spirit of the Lord saying, go forth. And I'm like, and she was like, I don't know what go forth. I think that's what it was. I didn't even tell her. And I'm like, girl, shut up. And she's like, no, I hear God saying whatever you're trying to do, like go forth. So at that moment, I emailed the attorney, like the mommy franchise. Let's go.
I am ready, so, finally.
Look, I was like so excited to, you know, be able, like God gave me the green light. And I don't think I released it to the group. I'm very dramatic. So I did like a whole reveal or something like for the group. Like it was something dramatic in true Whitney fashion. Probably a PowerPoint or something. I don't know.
I love you.
I'll be doing a PowerPoint. So that's how the mommy franchise actually came about. It is straight from the Lord himself. So warning to anybody to try to take it, try to steal it. Baby, it is grace for me and me only. Get with God and ask him what your business name is, okay? So everything that he has done, everything that I have done is because of him. I'll put it like that. So everything that you see now is literally because of him. I did not, like, Renita, I didn't expect this. Like, when I tell you, like, I be wanting to chill. Like, I'm serious. And after that retreat, I thought that was it. And then they're like, oh, when is the next retreat? The next? I'm like, this one.
Wait, back up. You had a retreat?
I had a retreat in May.
What was that about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so the retreat in May, I don't even know how it came about. I think we were like, we wanted to meet each other. And I had recognized at the time, I'm a traveler, so I'll get on a plane and go. But some of these moms had not traveled since they had their child or had been, you know, they just don't get that mom time, right? So that's how the retreat came about. It was all inclusive. So I gave them a price. I provided all the food, all the snacks, you know, any transportation. They had to figure that out because I wasn't doing airfare. We went to the Ritz-Carlton. Shout out to my husband because he got us a double wide cabana or whatever at the Ritz. So after we got our luxury, very luxury services at the Ritz, we were able to chill poolside and get content and eat food. So the first night we did a twerk class to kind of like loosen us up, and that was really fun. I found a video the other day and I sent it to the group. So we did a twerk class, and then we did the Ritz, we did dinner, and then I had a chef come in on Sunday. Shout out to Michi and Paris Ice Bar, because Michi is the reason Paris was able to come. She came in, she cooked for us in the Airbnb. And we had brunch, and after that I told them, I said, you guys can leave Sunday or you can stay until Monday, because I was leaving Monday. Everybody was like, nah, we staying. But then before brunch, we had the baptisms and like prayer, like service, I guess you could say, because it turned into a service. We were laying hands on people. Like, it was so good, girl. It was so good. Nice. And so they were like, we want more. And I was like, who's planning this? Because the group has grown a little bit and I just didn't have the capacity to plan it on my own. And what I thought was, or what I was trying to keep small, God was like, now you need to go bigger. So we will be going to Mexico next year.
Nice. Well, yeah. Is only mothers allowed in the group, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It is only mom. So it's funny that you said that, because I did have other women being like, oh, can I join the mommy franchise? And I was like, it's for moms. And so I feel bad, but someone had to remind me that mothers often don't have a space, and they often have to share their space with other women. But there's something powerful about a mom having a space. But spoiler alert, I am in the works with somebody to create a space for women that are not mothers yet, but are in a holding period. Okay. So it will be, they will not be a part of the mommy franchise, but they will be a part, like a, I don't know, like a branch of it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And we're not just, you know, saying like, oh, y'all just aunties and no. Because if you desire motherhood, that's fine. So I'm not going to release the name or anything because me and the people got to get together, but that will be coming out. So, those group of ladies will be able, to like join us and things like that. If they wish, if they choose to, but I'm going to help kind of get, you know, that other group together so we could just collab and do things and offer support, because I was, you know, what, almost 3 years ago, I was in that period of being like, okay, I want to be a mom. Okay, I'm going through fertility testing. Okay, unexplained fertility loss. Okay, I mean, unexplained fertility. Okay, had a miscarriage. Okay, like what's up? You know, I'm about to be almost 40 and what's up? Right. And so I think that there's value in having a space for women that choose that, because there are many different routes you could take to becoming a mom. It doesn't have to be the old fashioned way, as they say it. You know, the medical world has expanded, and I was looking at those options too. And I was even down to adopt at that point because I knew I wanted to be a mom. Mm-hmm. But I also knew that my faith was bigger and it had to become bigger. Mm-hmm. And I had to do some bold things. What they say on TikTok, that DeLulu, I had to do some DeLulu stuff. I'm talking about going shopping for baby clothes and I ain't pregnant. Right. To anybody, they would be like, now why is she doing that? But I know the God that I serve. Right. So my faith had to be bigger and I had to prepare. Anytime you want something, you have to prepare. You want a baby, you have to prepare. And then you have to get with God. You have to. I literally was doing everything but going to God. Ain't that crazy?
It's not crazy. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
We call everybody else. We search all things outside of us. And God be like, waiting for us. Like,
girl,
eventually they'll come by. You know what I'm saying?
He was waiting.
Right, because he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself. He'll never do that. But he'll be right there waiting when you just got to invite him into your situation. So I love that.
Yes. So I invite God into every situation that I'm in now. And that was the one thing that I was lacking. Even in business, I think we don't do that enough. Mm-mm. And I'm always like, okay, God, like, does this make sense? Like, should I do this? You know, which direction? Because even just the retreat in general, I was like, okay, God, where are we going? Okay, where are we going next year? Like, God, is this month good? Is that month good? Like, are you okay with this? Like, I have to, and you know, people may not understand that, but you may want the answer right now, but I can't move until God says so, you know? And I am in a much better space and I'm comfortable because I know my purpose and I know what I'm supposed to be doing now, which is productivity coaching for moms. Because listen, we got to get the self-care together. And a lot of moms just, they don't operate in that mentality. I tell people all the time, I'm going to do everything that I did before I had a child, if not more. I still go out. I still have my self-care days, nails done, hair done, spa day, all of that, time to watch all my shows. I ain't never lagging unless it's me and my husband and he be lagging because got to wait on him to watch the show, and, you know, but carving out that time, I think, is important. So that's pretty much what I do. I help moms ditch procrastination and, you know, reach their goals, because we cannot wait until the children get bigger and you
that's
know all
like
the kids
years. That's a full 18 years.
You waiting 18 years?
Yeah, that's a lot. And then that's where what's the word I'm looking for, where resentment seeps in.
Yeah,
now you're resenting having children because you feel like you can't do anything because they're here now. So the one thing that you pray for and you have, you resent that everything because, like you said, you don't make space for you. and to nurture yourself. And so I think you're saying a lot of important nuggets, especially including God in business, because I feel like I'm less burnt out when I ask God, you know, what's the next steps? Because I even have to stop in the middle of being your own kind and say, is this even what you want me to do?
Mm.
You know, because like I'm doing all of this and this and that, but I never once asked you if this was something I was supposed
right.
to do. You know what I'm saying? So leading God in the direction that I'm going. And so that's why all this new stuff is popping up, because we rely on our limited knowledge for some reason, and our limited wisdom, when God's wisdom is infinite. And so it's just like, why do we don't have a ceiling with him, but we have a ceiling with us, because you only know so much in so much time, so much experience. You know what I'm saying? So I love yeah. the fact of including God in everything that we do. And I love the fact that you even mentioned including him in motherhood and making sure that you still have that space, because here's the thing, you still need to make space for God. So he gives you this child, but you still, too much is given, much is required. So you still have yeah. to not only make sure you're spiritually strong for you, but for your family, for your child, make sure you rearing them up good, make sure that you have the energy to do what you need to do. So it's just really important to kind of check yourself and say, hey, I cannot do this by myself. So
yeah, you can't. And guess what, like I've been saying lately, I'm living a soft mm-hmm. life in God, because he wants you to come to him.
Yeah,
I realize like we be struggling because we want to. God did not intend that for us, especially after I had got the prophetic word spoken over me, mm-hmm. that God sees me as a princess. Oh, baby, kick my feet up. Because, listen, God, what you need me to do? Okay, I got to speak out against what? Oh, okay, because guess what? Yeah, I need to, like you said, I need to use that energy to, you know, walk through my house and pray if God tells me to lay hands on my child, to really be in the spirit and discerning what is going on.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm gonna include God in everything, baby, because I done been scammed, you know? And that's because I didn't ask God, am I supposed to be working with this person?
Right.
Am I supposed to be doing this? And you know, a lot of people are into that new age stuff. Baby, I was working with witches, had no clue. I had to break covenant with that. Girl, yeah.
Wow.
Just all up and
wow.
just molten. Just
telling all your plans, telling all your stuff, and it's all tangled up and you don't even know why.
I don't even know why. Didn't even understand. And then the person had the nerve to say, oh, but I'm a good witch.
And I don't want to make this show into that, but I am not clear on things like that. I don't know if it's just the simple of the Ten Commandments of not serving another God. I don't know if we have the same God. I don't know if it's the same motive. You know what I'm saying? And I know God makes everything like the gems and the stuff like that. And things are good, but I can't differentiate if this is like good or bad. So I just try to I don't know, just stick with the Bible and praying. And if someone is drawn to me or something, or have something to say, I will receive it. However, like practicing it, yeah, I'm scared of stuff like that.
And you know what's
to be honest, I don't understand it. I do believe in spirit. I do, but I do believe that it's more than one spirit. And so you're thinking their spirit is aligned with the spirit you're serving. It is a whole.
It's not.
You need to put an address on it. The spirit told me, did the Holy Spirit tell you that? Because I need an address, because it's.
Which spirit you talking about?
Right, it's a plethora of spirits. I mean, we got spirits. You know, it's a plethora of spirits.
You got Jezebel, you got Delilah, you got,
yeah, because the spirit of Renita want to eat cake, but she can't be listening to the
spirit. Listen. I want a chicken wing right now. I want some Harold's and some mouse sauce.
So I just say that to say, if I ever have someone that, or someone's listening and want to explain it, you're welcome to come on here. But I just kind of feel like,
oh, I can explain it.
Oh, you can?
Simple. Go ahead. Simple. When you are a Christian,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can't serve two gods. So right. you can't tell me that you are a blood-bought believer in Christ, but you staging. because I thought that Jesus was the one that cleansed the atmosphere and that the Holy Spirit. You can't tell me you're a Christian and you doing yoga, because now you're, when you're doing yoga, you're doing poses that honor other gods. The thing is, people will say, oh, well, God made everything. And yes, he did. But also, what is the origin of it? And what are you using it for? That's the thing. What y'all using it for? You know what I'm saying? Y'all wearing crystals because they attracting negative spirits or something. Whatever it is. Baby, I thought the blood of Jesus washed everything away. I thought that was the blood of Jesus. So you can practice what you want to practice. That's why, like, when I make my post, I say, if you are a Christian, if you believe in God, big G, not little G, Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, then you are in error. Now, if you don't believe in that, do you, boo? If you want to be a witch, because the person that said, I'm a good witch, she said it was her religion. So that means that she didn't believe in the same God that I believe in. Now, if she would have said, I believe in Jesus, what they be saying, Jesus, Nathaniel Christ. If she would have said, I believe in Jesus Christ, I would have said, well, you can't operate like that and believe in Jesus. So that means you're out of order and you're serving two gods. And yeah, my God is a jealous God. So that's really the difference, is that if you believe in Jesus, you believe in Jesus. But if you want to do the other things, do the other things, but just know that that means that you can't believe in Jesus. Like, if you believe in Jesus, that's it. And I don't know, like, I feel like with other religions, it's very, like, crystal clear, right? Like with Catholicism, if you're a Muslim. But when it comes to Christianity, we want to blur the lines and crisscross and still do what we want to do. And that ain't how it works. Like, trust and believe, I was a Beyonce fan. Like, be at the concerts, hey girl, yeah. But when God showed me, that's the difference. Like, I hear stuff, but I be like, God, show me. And he showed me again. When God shows me something, that's when I'm like, all right, I deleted everything. I said, okay, if God showed me. And a lot of times they telling us, Jada Pinkett just told us that she went to the voodoo doctor on her husband concerning her marriage.
I believe
she
that.
Said she went to the supernatural.
I never felt so bad for a man as I do for Will Smith.
He is he under us.
I feel so bad for him. I want to believe that, because I'm like, I'm not saying Will Smith is perfect. I'll never say Uncle Will is perfect, but I know that he strives to be a good person. And
he looked different.
The core of him is a good person, but you could tell that he just can't.
He looks different.
Yeah, he's stuck. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I said I'm scared of stuff like that. Now, I'll be nice to everyone, because I do believe people can cast spells and all that type of stuff. I do believe.
Yeah, they do.
And I do believe in the ancestries. Like, I've been learning about that. But my ancestors would come to me in a dream, but it would align with something that I prayed about. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, that's not your ancestor. That ain't your ancestor.
That's my family.
That's a familiar spirit. That's a demon. That's a familiar spirit. Oh. The reason, that ain't your ancestor, because the Bible clearly states, do not talk to the dead, medium spirits, like all of those things, right? I didn't know that either, because I was dreaming about the people that was dead too. And I was like, oh. And when I began to like get deeper, understand, and like started listening to people and reading, I was like, bruh. So now if someone comes to me in a dream, like it actually happened to me recently. Somebody came to me, one of my dead family members was in a dream, and I believe they were trying to feed me something. I didn't take it, because once you never eat in a dream, you're coming into an agreement. I woke up and I began to pray. I said, oh, I see what this is. A witch is trying to attack me. I was like, that's okay. I got this, because I understand now. But those are familiar spirits, girl. The dead is dead. And you gotta pray about that.
Well, I don't know. I dream about my family members all the time. I do.
That means you have an open portal. There's a door open, and we have a lot of doors that's open. Girl, That's a whole nother topic we could talk
about.
I'm about
to say, we don't want to know. This is a whole nother. But this,
girl,
it intrigues me because I don't know a lot about it. I just know that I don't go a night without dreaming. Very seldom.
And that's fine. Like, you're a dreamer.
I would love to not dream, though. I'm just telling you.
Like, you'd be like, I just want to go to sleep.
I dream every night. Every night. Every single
night.
And
you know what you should do?
It's in color. Everything. Like, every night.
You know what you should do? When you dream it, like, when you wake up before you go to sleep or that, whatever, you should ask God to meet you in your dreams. And ask him, just because it seems like God may be trying to talk to you through your dreams, but ask God to meet you in your dreams. Like, God, speak to me clearly in my dreams. Like, and pray Psalms 91 over yourself before you go to sleep. I don't know if you anoint yourself with oil. Anoint yourself with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, I do.
And ask God to meet you in your dreams. I love when God talks to me through my dreams, because I'll be confused as ever. And I'll wake up and I'll be like, okay, Holy Spirit, what that mean? Who said that?
Yeah, well, I will do that, because I promise you, since the kid up, I've even had recurring dreams, and I didn't have a recurring dream for a really long time, and it recurred again maybe like a couple of years ago, and it was some lady I didn't even know who it was, and later on down the line, she comes back in a dream and tell me exactly who she was, and I'm like, what the heck? So it'd be like weird stuff like that. Like, it used to be like my maternal grandmother and this lady used to go across this this long porch or whatever, like wooden porch, and my grandma, like, I would sit on the floor and color, and my grandmother would talk to this lady, and I had that all the time as a kid. Now I hit maybe 20-30s, never dreamed it again. And wow. Then maybe last year I had the dream again. Like, just as a kid, the lady didn't talk to me. And then the next night, I don't know if it just wanted to remind me what the dream was. The next night, me and my grandma normally went across the porch. First time lady ever looked at me in the time in the dream. And she looked at me and told me she was my great grandmother and she has been watching me. And I woke up and like, what the hell?
I know you did.
It spooked the crap out of me. She said, yes, I have been watching you. And my thing is, you've been gone for a couple of years though. Like, what? What prompted you now to say that? And to actually tell me who you are, because I used to dream about you every night. And now you turned. But then I felt like maybe that was a sign, because my grandmother died maybe a couple of months after that dream. The grandmother that was in the dream. She died 3 months
after. Oh, wow. Like, looking back, you like, dang, like, now it makes sense why I was happening.
Yeah, and then 2 days before my last grandmother, I had 3 grandmothers. My last grandmother passed away this year. My cousin, who passed away 2 years ago, was in my dream. And then 2 days later, my grandmother. So I always dream of somebody. I always have a weird dream before somebody I'm close to passed away.
Passes. That is, you know, I understand what you're saying. Like, I kind of have that experience. Whenever somebody is going to pass and I haven't talked to them in a while, it's like they, like, talk to me, not in a dream, but like in real life. Like, I'll have some kind of connection, or they'll just call me, or, you know, just be like, hey, or it's something very like. So now whenever I get a feeling about somebody or thinking about somebody, I'd be like, hey, you okay? I love you. You know what I'm saying? Be like, hey.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand that. I would encourage you to pray to ask God to reveal the meaning and the spirit operating behind your dreams. That's what I would encourage you to do.
To know if it's good or bad, because it's recurring. And it's always, like when I told you earlier about my 4 relatives that popped up, they all passed away. And I was praying for something for really hard, and I got this huge blessing. They were like, we're here to help you. And then 2 weeks later, something I've been praying about for a year. It's just, you know, so I'm like, I don't understand the spirit world. God is still my guiding light, Jesus, you know, but then it'd be these other spiritual things, and I'm wondering if they're all interconnected in this.
No.
So that's where I get confused at. Like, is that interconnected? What is that?
I'm going to send you somebody I follow on TikTok. She came out of New Age. She was a witch, and she came out of New Age, and I started listening to her. And she isn't, it's a couple of people, but the reason why I know about the familiar spirit is because there are some teachers and prophets that I listened to that talked about it. Cause I was like, familiar spirit, like, huh? Like, if they talk to you, that's your person. And now I'm like, so what you saying is this a demon? And that, you know, I was so
that scares me because that makes me feel like demons are talking to me all day. Like, so
they will. But that's why I said, like, the Bible says to guard your eyes and your ears, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we unknowingly open ourselves up. And these are the things that we talk about in my mom community. It's mm-hmm. not to even scare us, but it is more so to prepare us. So we talk about this stuff, you know, often in our mom community. We have prophets in there. We have intercessors in the group, too. And it's like, I just want y'all to be aware because you've told me that you're a Christian and that you believe in Jesus Christ, right? Sure. So I want you to be aware that the spirit world is wild, and yeah, I don't be understanding everything all the time because I be like, that's just like a lot of times when I hear stuff, I be like, nah, they over exaggerating, or nah, it ain't really like that. But that's what I'm saying. When you've gone through some stuff, like when you have really gone through some stuff and you've witnessed it for yourself, you be like, nah, they ain't lying. I'm telling you, I have gone through some stuff and I'm like, I never want to go through it again. And that is why I am the way I am. And that's why I speak loud about witchcraft. It is nothing to play with. And that's why I warn, you know, the people that come into my community. I'm like, this is a Christian community. Yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff. And you may be like, she tweaking. Nah, baby, when you've been attacked. Like, and I know other people that have been, like, attacked spiritually. Warfare ain't no punk. So a lot of times we will have to go into warfare because the spirit of suicide, the spirit of depression. We have had to pull moms up off the ledge, literally, when they, like, I feel like I want to kill myself. I feel like I'm depressed. I can't do this no more. And I'm like, oh shoot. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mm-hmm. All right, this be me. All right, hold on. And then I gotta call my girl. Cause see, I don't tell everybody. I can't. It's only certain people that I trust. I know that operate through the truth and living, you know, right. God.
You're somebody's soul, somebody's life.
Yes. Like we could be saving somebody's life. Literally, I don't play. Yeah. So that's like, you come into this community, baby, you gonna get some deliverance. You gonna get blessed. You don't get everything that you need, but you also have to not have the spirit of pride, and you have to be open to listening and understanding, because a lot of stuff that I hear, I feel like I'm just not going for that until God tells me. But you got to check the fruit of the people too. That's a whole nother thing. Girl, yeah. You know, people be out here lying and scamming.
Yeah, the spiritual world is really scary. I try hard to stay out of it, but I feel like the more you become aware of stuff and reading the Bible and this and that, it just be like, oh, I can't ignore this anymore, you know? And it could be, and I feel like Satan used the smallest things to trip us up. It don't even be nothing like creative, for real, for real.
Say that again, Renita.
I said he uses the simplest stuff to trip us up, just as simple as your husband wake up in a bad mood. And you had so much to do, and now you're distracted by this and his attitude, and you miss whatever you're supposed to do. Just something of somebody cut you off in traffic.
What you say? Satan ain't creative, baby. Because no, for real,
and it'll just mess your whole spirit up. It'd be little bitty stuff. Just planting a little thought in your head saying you can't do it. Now you done prepared for this. You got the accolades for everything. All of a sudden, the moment you're supposed to do it, you all of a sudden can't do it. Just those little things. And then everybody thinks that Satan is like magic and wonders. Yeah, he is, but on a simple day, that is not what he does. It be simple things that trip us up, because he, just like God, he knows the desires of our heart. He knows what's going to trip us up. He knows what our Achilles heel is, and he uses that every time. And I like that you said earlier about spiritual awareness, because I noticed a pattern, like, wait a minute, this person made me feel this way, this way, this way, this way. This is the same disappointment I'm feeling over and over again. And I find, like, the wisest thing you can ask God is, what are you trying to teach me? Because this thing keeps reoccurring. What are you trying to teach me? What are you preparing me for? Because this is too reoccurring.
Girl,
you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention, or you'll let that stuff drown up under you. And I feel like emotions, if God can save me from my emotions each and every time, And I can see that because one thing about emotions is they're not real. It's all in your head. What to be, whatever this to be. And God can't work with you when you're emotional like that. Because then even emotions have you doubting him. I ask God to save me from my emotions a couple of times a day sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't see. That's like clouds. I mean, like a cloud of emotions. It clouds my judgment. Yeah. And everything. I don't even know what's making me say all of this, but I'm just saying, like, the spiritual world is really
serious. I'm a preacher.
I know. I don't play with it, but as you see, it plays with me. I just try to, like you said, go about my business, record a podcast, you know, post some videos.
I just want to be over here and chilling. Like, I don't even be, but then I'll be like, okay, Lord, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm like you, like, I didn't ask for all this.
We never do. I don't know anybody that be like, God, I want to, you know, I want to be a prophet of the Lord. I want to do all the things. Like, most people that I know that are true prophets, they be like, child, I'm trying to man my business somewhere, you know?
Yeah, but God be honest, no, I want you to be super peculiar today. Walk up to this person and say,
be like, Lord, I was just trying to go to the beauty supply store.
You just want me to look weird all day. Like, I don't understand. Just trying to man my business. I'm just trying to hear out this issue. I'm not trying.
You sound like my friend. She be like, I can't go nowhere. One of my friends, she was like, I'm tired. I'm like, what you mean? She was like, girl, every time I go somewhere, I be like, God, I gotta do that right now. Like, I ain't even got it, and you telling me to give it, like, my last, like, man, she be like, like, man, God got some of the most people that is up under him. We be like, I ain't gonna do it. I don't feel like doing it. Why I do that today? I'm just trying to go get me some chicken. I'm just trying to go get me a track for my hair. I'm just trying to come on this podcast with Renita, Lord.
We're supposed to talk about something totally different, but this must have been what we needed to talk about today. Like, because yeah, once again, he governs conversations, you know? So maybe there's someone that's going to listen to this that don't know the difference, that he is confused about, you know, spirituality. And it's so much stuff out here. And my cousin said something so profound to me this week. She said the reason why people are going outside and doing the crystals and all of this stuff is because the modern day church has kind of like pushed out the real prophets. In the church, so because that is not prevalent anymore in our churches, really, that pushes people to look for answers elsewhere. And that made a lot of sense to me.
Yes.
That made so much sense to me. And my church, we welcome the prophecy. So I don't know about other churches, but she said, no, if you look at other churches, prophecy is getting pushed out. You know, and those prophets are getting sent back, you know, they're prophesying, but on a very small scale.
Girl, they don't want it. The thing is, oh man, that thing could preach, huh? Cause yeah, like, church is soft.
It's different from when I grew up, cause it was awesome. There was no gray. It's black and white. Either you in, you out. Either you sin and you not. Either you obedient, you not. Now it's gray areas. Well, it's not a lie. If you know, a lie is a lie.
A lie is a lie.
A lie is a lie. Servant to masters is servant to master. It is with God, never changes. But I noticed that the realm of the church is changing in a sense, you know, and it's like, okay, do you go with the flow of that, or do you stick with what you believe in? And then you look like a martyr nowadays, especially saying things that we're saying, like, oh, that's old fashioned. But I don't think I think God is old fashioned because he doesn't change. So he is what he is. He was what he was in Genesis that he is right now in 2023.
Come on, because he's coming back for the church, baby. He's coming back for his bride. I be telling people, like, y'all better get it in order because he's coming back. There is going to be a wrath of God. Whose side are you going to be on, baby? Girl, when Prophetess Tiffany Montgomery said, whose side are you on? I'm like, let me get on the side with Jesus. Because everything that you said, people been playing these pastors, preachers in his pulpits, they've been lying, scheming, scamming, not really telling people the truth. Oh, yeah, it's okay to do that. Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's not okay. So, yeah, that's why these people is led astray. That is exactly why. Because, and then another thing is that the fruit, right? What is the fruit looking like? You know, and it's like, yeah. I look at some of these churches and I'm just like, man, y'all sitting up here listening to this man and he's a pervert. He's a molester. He's weird. Like, he's this and it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
well, God can call and use anybody.
And yes,
I feel like some of those people he helped in their frailty. I do believe some of those people, you know, I think sometimes we have to look at the messenger, and I get the fruit inspecting, but God used the donkey.
God used me. I know it's 66.
Yeah, he'll use anybody to relay a message. Right. And but my thing is, are you trying to be delivered while giving the message?
But that was my point. God will use anybody. He used the prostitute. Did he use the prostitute too? You know what I'm saying? He will use anybody. But what are you trying? Are you trying to be delivered, or are you still trying to live in your sin? See, there's a difference. What I'm talking about is, I know, I don't know if this particular person is still doing it, but I know he was messing with other women in the church while being married and pastoring. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I know.
That's his frailty. That's the known thing, at least back in the day. I don't really, like I say, I don't know about current churches, but I heard stories about back in the day where that was a big thing, and it was a hush hush thing, like it was known about, but it was a hush hush thing. And really, I don't want to get into this, but I just kind of feel like some of that past stuff, some of that judgmental, and some of that trauma that people have gotten from church culture also could lean them out of that environment.
Girl, you're right. Come on.
There's a lot of trauma that we don't talk about that is created from going to church as a kid, or as, you know, as an adult, you can't do nothing right. Judge. And that messes with your mental. It messes with your mental, and it makes God a condemning God, when Jesus clearly said in the Bible, I did not come here to condemn. I came to give you life more abundantly. But for somehow, nobody remembers that verse. You know what I'm saying? So
nobody.
Anytime you're condemning someone, you're doing more than what God came down here.
Because I wouldn't wear red polish for a long time, girl. I was scared to wear red nail polish, because I'm like, I want to be a Jezebel because I'm wearing red nail polish.
See, that's insane.
What the?
It's about your heart. Get your heart right. That's all you need to do.
Girl, I wear red all the time now. You know, I got
no, but I'm saying, like, little stuff red. Like that. I can't show my ankles. I can't da 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 da. And you'll find the most, whatever sinful person, you sit and have a conversation with them, and they have a close relationship with God than you do, and you go to church every day. You find people. I have to talk to people that stepped in foot in church in years, and they will tell you about a closer relationship that they have than the person that go every day, because it's about your heart. I feel like Christianity is about your heart, although you must, you know, I feel like we should assemble ourselves. I do believe in that. But I also feel like some people are kind of traumatized to assemble.
It's church trauma, right?
Yeah. So you know, just get your heart right. It's not that deep to me, but I just feel like, get your heart right. And if you don't know the spirit, don't entertain it. This is basically what I learned from you. You know what I'm saying? So we make it complicated because we don't want to do it.
Renita, girl, we're gonna have to talk after, because I got some questions for you.
Right, but before we end, we could talk offline. I do have a question for you. If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be and why?
Describe myself in one word?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna describe myself in one word and how I see myself today.
Okay.
Present day. Bold. And I'm saying bold because there was a time where I shied away from speaking out against things that were wrong, number one. And I'm just like in this season where I'm like, I don't have to humble myself to make somebody else look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm humble, but not, there's a difference in being humble and, or have a, you know, it's weird. Me and my friend was talking about this. Like, we were humble because we were not confident enough, you know? So I'm going to say bold. I probably would not have done this much speaking a couple of years ago, and just even talking about God on like a public platform.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, sis, I'd be like, yeah, I love Jesus. All right, moving on, you know, because I just, you know, I was just like, I was nervous about it, really, to be 100% honest. But now I'm like, hey, what y'all want to know? You know, so I did ask God to make me bold in this season. And if you be following my Facebook post,
where can I find you, sis? Yeah, you're real bold on Facebook. I noticed that as well.
Yeah, I just be like, okay, let me get this out. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm done. But trust me, I don't be wanting to do it. I just be wanting to be like, hey, I like your picture. Da, da, da. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's definitely how it hits you. That is. I love the work that you're doing, and like I said, I love the things and the direction that you're taking. Like I said, you take us on a journey with you, and a lot of people don't do that. They take us on the journey that they would like us to go, but you actually, like, you, whatever you're going through in life, we're going through it with you, and you've always been transparent, like, even to the point of, I need a break. I remember I went on the live and you like, I'm taking a break, you know. Just something that's transparent, because people relate to that, though, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying, people relate to the things that we talk to today, and I feel like people are out searching for realness, you know, because they're kind of sick of the staged, you know.
And that's why I rock with you, because I feel like so real. Like, besides like your heart, you're such a sweet person, and I love everything about you, and like what you're doing, how you highlight other people, and just, you talk about my realness, but I really like yours and where you're going, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see greatness for you. I just want you to stay the path and keep doing what you're doing. God is gonna bless you with the desires of your heart. I just need you to stay the path and pick a side and get with God and let him use you, because you have gifts and talents, and he's just waiting for you to be like, I surrender, God. I give you my full yes. And once you do, everything that you want will come to pass, that is aligned in his will for you.
I love that.
I can't wait to be a part of it.
I know. I received it. Well, Miss Whitney, anything else you want to add?
Go follow me on Instagram at I Am Just Wit. And if y'all want to follow the mommy franchise, even if you're not a mom, you can still follow me at the mommy franchise with a PH. So mommy and then franchise is PHRANCHISE. I feel so slow saying it, but the PH be throwing me off. So
like
PH. Like, huh? But I'm sure you'll probably type it up in the notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the notes.
Go ahead and then if y'all go to I Am Just Wit, it's in my bio. Go ahead and follow me. I got some great things coming. And thank you for having me again. And you know, I'm always down to come back again and again.
Please do. Yes, I really enjoyed this conversation. And listeners, I know you grabbed something. I'm not going to say if you learned something. I know that you did. You know, and if you want to know more, if you're a mom and you want that spiritual connection and just that accountability in Christ, please reach out to Whitney and to join her group. And I can't wait for the non-mommy group, because I want to be a part of that. And until next time, everyone, don't forget to be kind to yourself and to each other. Bye.
Bye.